Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my Awicha Apua. How are you today?
Nicely done.
Thanks. It's hard. I mean, there's only so many options. But how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And how are you, my elf?
Elves. I'm doing fabulous. And I have to have a confession right off the bat on this one.
Okay.
For what a sad sack of shit I am in life. I was walking down the hall coming back here to my sweet little podcast room to record with you. And I decided to play hide and go seek with my dog. And... And just for pure entertainment, it's like I kind of duck in this little kind of alcovey area, with alcovey meaning the front entry way. And she didn't know where I went. So I hear her tip, you know, clip-clopping her little toes around, looking for me. And then I jump out and say, hey. And then she's all excited, jumps on me. And then I'm very entertained. And as I was walking back, I'm like, oh, I'm so sad. Like, I'm such a sad human being. So make me feel better.
I think it's fabulous that you two get to play before our work session. It raises the vibration. Everybody has fun and all is well.
But I play games with my dog. I mean, don't get me wrong. That dog gets a lot of attention throughout the day. So the fact that I play hide and go seek is just a sad human thing, I think. But I love her.
I think it's fun. My dog loves to play too, but it was more when she was a puppy. I would try and train her to stay. Although she loves to play at any time. She just loves it. She, like, the hunt is on. You can see the excitement in her eyes.
Yeah, but you use it for training. I use it to entertain myself. But all, honestly, Bryn, like, this is a pattern that's happening right now. And this weekend, Cubby and I know this isn't what you ask, and we didn't even plan on this, but this is funny. It kind of falls in line with it.
Welcome
but
to my
Cubby
world.
And I, right. Sorry, everybody. This is what Brenda has to deal with.
It's all good.
But Cubby and I were invited to our friend Leanne Hill's, her dad's surprise 80th birthday party. Well, in very true form of me and Cubby, it's like, not only do we want to attend the surprise, but we want to surprise our friend that we're coming. So we didn't tell her. And right, because we just like to gamify life. I think that's what I'm doing. I'm just gamifying life. And so what we did was, and it's actually on my Instagram, her dad is a huge fan of the University of Oklahoma, of OU. And so on the invite, they asked everybody to either wear red or wear like OU gear. Well, Kim and I didn't have any OU gear, which don't tell the alumni at OU. But so we went and ended up at Target and we found the most wonderful yet hideous OU blazers. Like, they're literally blazers. Like, you know, you'd wear, and they're the most god-awful thing. So we show up in that stuff. Nobody knows who we were, even though we're built like, you know, tall, skinny, short, and not skinny. And so we were part of the surprise, especially our terrible outfit. So I think I'm just in this place of gamifying life. And yeah, you know what? It is more fun.
It is more fun. And it raises the vibration. Like, giggles are so important. So important.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And my vibration should always be really high.
Yeah. Wait, and you know my friend Sally, right?
Oh, I know Sally.
Her motto is more fun. That's her motto.
I like that.
More
way
fun.
To go, Sally.
Fun. Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, I'm sure people don't want to hear more about our like day-to-day life, especially my stupid trivial shit, but you're welcome, everybody. Welcome to the trivia of my life.
Have more fun.
Have more fun. But today, we love our listeners so much.
I know.
And I love them. I love them for a different reason than you love them. I love them because I think a lot of you out there also have a Gemini moon like I do, because you guys write the longest damn questions and commentary, because that's exactly what I do. I mean, I am not lying. Suzanne's, every time I leave a voicemail for somebody, she'll look at me, she'll go, baby, just stop. Nobody wants to hear you ramble on their voicemail. I said, who says? Have they told you that? Did you take a poll? Maybe they like my rambling.
Oh my God. Well, and you know, my deal is on Insta, when I get the DMs and it's like, 6 bubbles long. I'm like, I can't do this today. I have to come back. Because I mostly respond after midnight. Like, that's usually when I get to the DM.
Because you're like, oh my God, this sounds like my elf.
I'm like, I've got to come back when I'm fresh. That was a lot to take in.
Yeah. So Beth Judd, honey, I want to know, because your whole show, this is your show. We're not calling it by her name, but the show is going to be Insider's Insight. Spirits, trick or treat?
Right.
I know it's not Halloween, but why not? You know, it is exactly. Still the best holiday ever.
Hashtag more fun.
I would like candy after this episode. So Beth, I love you and your long ass questions, because it's not one, it's like 1,000. So this is your episode. So here we go. Do you mind if I go ahead and read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Julie and Brenda. And by the way, Beth, you said my name first, so I really like you a lot. Hi, Julie and Brenda. And she does the wave emoji.
I know. It's so cute.
Oh, I love her. I just love her already. So, ... I've been thinking, it's always dangerous. How do we know, in all caps, if our spirits are communicating with us? ? Okay, by the way, listeners, I'm going to read the whole thing and then we're going to break it down, but you got to hear the whole thing. So she goes, if our spirits are communicating with us? ? Do we hear them in our heads, in their voice, our voice, or just the words / language, but no voice? I mean, she thought about this.
She broke it down.
Oh, she broke it down. It's like multiple choice. She gave us multiple choice. By the way, listeners, if you guys want stuff, give us multiple choice. That's genius. She says, and by the way, guys, I've just started. She said, maybe I am just totally off the mark altogether, laughing, crying emoji. Are we supposed to talk to them out loud or in our head? Is it a different process for some of us? I'll answer that. The answer is yes. I have these conversations. Short answer, yes. I have these conversations with what I think to be my peeps. She sounds like you. But I'm not sure if it's just me directing the back and forth thoughts, fooling myself that I'm having a convo with a spirit. God, I love her even more. I get it when a random message comes. I think I do. I like that. I get it. At least I think I get it. It just comes in and it's in a voice, but rather a thought. Oh, but it's not in a voice, but rather a thought. But then there's the convo stuff, and that's where I get stuck. I'm also wondering, but hella terrified. Okay, she just said hella. Hella terrified to ask. How do you see all caps spirits? So the only caps our lovely friend Beth has done is she gave us all caps with no, K-N-O-W, and then all caps with C, S-E-E. So she has a point here. But how do you see spirits? I remember when, Julie, you were talking about finally putting your mama's ashes to rest, and she was there. But how do you see her, in like an opaque body form or something? Or do you just feel her? XOXO, Beth, and 2 kissy faces. Okay. She's magnificent.
Way to go.
Right? So we'll cliffhang. Yeah. Is it time for a break? Or are you going to do that to me? We probably should, right?
We probably should. Yeah. It's probably okay. Time for a break. Cliffhanger, okay. Beth. We'll be right back. How many free trial subscriptions end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, long after you forgot to cancel? It's time to fight back against scammy subscriptions with Truebill. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, you don't want, you don't use, just because you simply forgot to cancel it. This is so true for me. I get so busy and then all of a sudden I see my statements and I'm like, oh, how long have I been paying for this? It's so hard. Truebill saved me so much and I'm sure they can save you money too. Truebill has over 2 million users and saved them over $100 million. Like Jennifer B., who says, with your help, our family saved $587 a year on unnecessary subscriptions. I really didn't understand how Truebill could help me until we decided to save for a very large home purchase. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/otherside. Go right now to Truebill.com/otherside, and it could save you thousands of dollars a year.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Dutton.
And I'm Elizabeth Dutton. Oh, wait, sorry.
Zarin, do you want to say your name?
No, I'm good. Go ahead.
We're the hosts of Ridiculous Crime. People love true crime, right? The mystery, the intrigue, the human frailty.
Totally.
But what a lot of us don't like is the blood and the guts and the mayhem.
Wait. Some of us do like the mayhem.
Okay, but let's be real. There's nothing funny about murder.
Okay, that's right.
Our show gives you stories like the kidnapping of Frank Sinatra Jr. and the Max Headroom signal hijacking.
Oh, so you mean ridiculous stories like the UK cat shaver and Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos?
Yeah, stories like the dudes who stole Buzzy the animatronic whatever he was from Disney World, and the woman whose husband tried to kill her but came back from the dead and surprised him at her own funeral.
Yeah, that does sound good.
You can find this new podcast, Ridiculous Crime, all over the place. The iHeartRadio app, the Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I don't know how you live.
Ridiculous Crime.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Beth.
The cliffhanger Beth.
Cliffhangers Beth. Amazing question. Amazing question.
I think she did such a beautiful job. So I think how we'll structure this for everybody is that we'll, in this segment, talk about the no part of her all caps. Because she kind of told us how she wanted us to break this down. And I appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, I believe my fellow Moon and Gemini, and she uses all caps. I do the same thing. And then the next segment, we will go into the C part, S-E-E.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. I will skip the hi, Julie and Brenda, because again, I was first, but I'll skip it just to remind everybody that I was first. She says,
covering the important stuff.
I know, I think it's because I played hide and go seek with my dog.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we'll break this down. How do we know if our spirits are communicating with us? Question.
Well, how do we know? There's all kinds of ways, right? Because spirit is endlessly creative. So boom, out of the gate. But how we know this is that it's something we're not expecting. It's something that we weren't thinking about, or maybe we thought about it a few days ago and there was a whisper, but it comes in and it's like, it feels like it's out of the blue. You're like, wait, what?
By the way, I just, so all the listeners know, you just snapped your fingers.
Yeah, I just snapped my fingers. I do snap my fingers a lot.
Just so everybody knows. Little commentary.
One of my things. So, right. So it's something that comes in. You're like, wait, that wasn't me. What's going on? Like, you just have this moment where you stop and you have to reorient. It's an interruption, and that's usually how you, like, know. Does that make sense? Like, it's just, it's not your thought. It's not originating.
That's how I know.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
that's familiar, but it's not, it's still not you. You're like, oh yeah, I'm used to this sort of thing, but it's, you know, from the spirit that you know, or knew, you know, when they were here on the earth, or, you know, just a guide or something, you know, so it's a familiar thing, but it's not you.
So I'll add a little color, if you don't mind. Like a couple of examples. So when it comes to
answer next,
you're not dry. Yeah, this is just so like second nature to you or first nature to you, where for me, you know, being more pedestrian, this stuff is way more exciting for, you know, elves, elf/elves.
Get out of my head.
Oh, yeah, I will. You told me that's rude. So I will do that. So here's how I know. I know when I talk to my guides that I get a sensation. I feel him, mainly it's Jacob, and he comes in, either he can come in hot or he can come in cold. And so I can feel, so I know that he's communicating with me like that, and I ask him to do that for that reason. I know you have something on that.
The difference between is when you invoke them, so, and they show up, then you're expecting them. But how do you know, like, I'm just making this up versus mm-hmm. this came in? Am I just inspired by this, or is this the spirit trying to get my attention? And so that's the differentiation. When you're invoking them, you hope that they're going to show up and you recognize them.
Totally.
Because otherwise, that's rude, right?
I think it's very rude. So, but to me, so when I invoke them, but when it's my guides, I know from a sensation. When it is a spirit that just kind of like pops in, mm-hmm. the example that I have is, we've all heard me talk about Mona, and you talk about Mona, and she's been a big part of my book and a big part of our conversations. And of course, she was a big part of my life when she was still in her body. But when she jumped, and I didn't know she had jumped, like we hadn't got the call yet, because we did get the call. Before the call, she came to me and she kissed me on the forehead and said, "Everything's going to be okay." And how I knew that that was a visitation is because even though Mona was a really affectionate person, kissing on the forehead was not her jam. Now, she would plop next to me on the sofa and hold my hand and snuggle next to me for hours on end.
Yes.
That was very Mona.
Yeah.
But doing the kissing on the forehead and everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, and I remember going, what the fuck is she talking about? Yeah. Obviously, I very shortly found out what she was talking about. But that's how I knew, like when, because I just want to support your point with that, that very quick story, because that's something she, A, would have never said or would have done. So that's how I knew. That the confirmation was it was unexpected, was number one. Two, it was not in line with her personality in a body.
Right. It was something extraordinary. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's so funny. I recently did a reading for people I know, and when the spirits came through, I knew who these people were, although I had not met them, right? I had not met their people who are now in spirit. But it was so funny, because even though I know who they want to speak to, right? I know this is who's going to come through, but there's still an element of watching as I'm giving messages. And I just, you know, so it's this thing that, because she, you know, talks about how like she's just making this up and she doesn't know if she's on the mark. Like and it's the same thing, even though I know exactly what I'm doing and I'm still watching from behind as the messages are coming. You're not driving it. It is an element of surrender. And it's like when I'm giving a message and the person is surprised, I'm surprised with them, right?
Same.
So it is a total state of surrender. And it's interesting because when so many people want to be in touch with spirit and they, you know, want to hear from their loved ones, or even they want to serve as a medium, they think it's what they have to do. And like, it has to be this activation and this action that they take. And it is the exact opposite. It is such a state of grace and such a deep surrender. And talk about vulnerability and the willingness to sound like an idiot, because you have to give what you get, right? Otherwise you've got karma. So I just want to also bring that up, because I think that's a really important element.
I cannot agree with you more. And by the way, Beth Judd, thank you for allowing Brenda and I to have this opportunity to just rehash all these amazing stories and actually learn new ones about one another. We love when you guys get to do that, because we're also entertained. But a funny thing is, just yesterday, this is also why we obviously love our listeners for myriad of reasons, but the timing of these questions are so divine, because the experiences like that we have are so recent to these questions, you know. Yeah. Because it's magnificent. So actually just literally yesterday I was on the phone with my friend Tammy, and you and I have talked about Tammy, and she's the one who lost her husband 3 years ago he had a heart attack at work. His name was Victor. And she's actually dating someone, so this is magnificent for her. So she's able to like open her heart. So excited about that. And I think one of the reasons she is because she was able to actually hear from Victor, because I had talked to her one day and Victor came in. I mean, he came in hot, like he had stuff to say. And so in this conversation yesterday, I'm on a speakerphone with she and her new boyfriend, David. And she is saying to David, it's like, I'm not sure if I've told you in detail about Julie's psychic abilities, but I will tell you that the last time she talked to Victor, she said things to me that only Victor and I knew. Only there's no way in a million years would she had ever known what she said to me. And by the way, what he said to me that I said to her, I'm not going to repeat on air, because we all know that's also bad karma too, because this was a very private matter. It was that. It was such a private matter that and I was actually in those private matters, I get a little nervous because it's so private. Like he's telling me this stuff and I'm like, do I really have to say this out loud? It's like, this is so personal. Do I really? But the funny thing is, she needed to hear it.
And it's so valuable.
It is so valuable.
Spirit does not mess around. I mean,
no.
They will come in with light things. Yes, they'll come in with, but when they want to get a message across that's real, they're coming in hot.
Yeah. And he came in hot. You know, it drives me nuts when they come in like, just tell him I love him. I'm like, no, dude. No.
I will.
You got to up the game. Yeah, up the game, man.
That because it's so trite. It sounds
trite. Oh, it is so trite. Right, exactly. Okay. So we've only gone through one question so far. Or one piece of her question. So we're going to keep going here. Because then she asks, do we hear them in our heads, in their voice, our voice, or just the word/language, but no voice?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say yes too. It's all the above. Yeah,
it's all the above. which is the most frustrating part for me personally. Like, I will say most mediums have their go-to process, whatever it is. But, you know, for me, that I long for that, but that's not what I get.
Do you have a pattern? Like, is there a pattern that you get from a voice standpoint?
It changes.
Because I'll tell a story very quick on you, which is the first time, didn't you like that? You're like, oh shit, here she goes again. But you know, my storytelling's pretty good. I make you be like, I put you on a pedestal every day of my life. So why let me, like, you should let me tell your damn story. So it was that first time that you know, the boys, Ruben and Jimmy and Suzanne and I gathered at their house when you were like, I'm going to do a group reading for guys over, you know, group reading over the phone. And I am not shitting you. You sounded like Mona. So there ain't no way you did not hear her voice in the way, because it was freaky. Like, I'm like, I looked at Suzanne and go, she sounds like Mona. And we've met her. We know she doesn't sound like Mona, but she sounds like Mona. And not just the words you were using, but your tone, your voice sounded like her.
But that's, thank you for saying that. Thank you for that.
Because you're a magnificent medium.
But what, thank you. And you're messing with me. I totally know it. Different story.
Sorry, everybody. Inside joke. But,
you know, it is really in that moment, that is that deep state of surrender where I'm not listening and giving a message. I'm stepping aside and watching, right? I'm channeling, right? So I'm watching.
You were totally channeling then. That was not mediumship.
Right. Yep. I'm watching them go. And of course, I'm going to do that for Mona because she has such mastery in this space. Right. So that's very handy. And not all spirits will want to do that. Although it's so funny because sometimes every once in a while, someone who is, you know, devoted religiously and wouldn't in that particular practice of religion, wouldn't acknowledge mediumship, will come in and want to do the same thing, which always makes me giggle because, you know, because they have a high spiritual devotion and working knowledge and, you know, experience of spirit in a very different way. But they'll be like, oh, I don't want to talk to the medium. That goes against my, but I'll come right in and give the message.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm like, not insulting at all. Go ahead.
Right? It's like, screw you, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. It's all good. And we're going to take a break and be right back.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Zoe Deschanel, and I'm so excited to be joined by my friends and castmates, Hannah Simone and Lamorne Morris, to recap our hit television series, New Girl.
Join us every Monday on the Welcome to Our Show podcast, where we'll share behind-the-scenes stories of your favorite New Girl episodes, reveal the truth behind the legendary game True American, and discuss how the show got made with the writers, guest stars, and directors who made the show so special.
Fans have been begging us to do a New Girl recap for years, and we finally made a podcast where we answer all your burning questions like, is there really a bear in every episode of New Girl? Plus, each week you'll hear hilarious stories like this.
At the end, when he says, you got some Schmidt on your face, I feel like I pitched that joke.
I believe that.
Whoa. I feel like I did. I'm not 1,000%. I want to say that was, I tossed that one out.
Listen to the Welcome to Our Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wanted to learn about cryptocurrency but don't know where to start? Well, the Coin Bureau podcast is here to help. My name is Guy. I'm the host of the biggest crypto channel on YouTube, and I've persuaded my old friend Mike to sit down and talk crypto with me. Together, we're going to explore this crazy world right from the beginning. Sound good, Mike?
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll cover all things crypto. We'll make sense of the jargon and cut through all the techie stuff to bring you everything you need to know.
Let's go less on the techie, more on the sexy.
I had to go back and think about money in general.
Yeah.
And how I understood it and challenge my conceptions of it. And once I got that all square, I found that Bitcoin and crypto
made more sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Fiat money doesn't have to be backed by gold or any other asset.
Just guns.
Listen to the Coin Bureau podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
shoes.
And welcome back from our second break. And we are never getting through this question.
Ever. Ever going to get through this question. This may be the longest episode ever. Seriously, this is going to be the longest episode on our planet. Okay. Then she says, she asks, and I love this, are we supposed to talk to them out loud or in our head? Is it a different process for some of us? I have these conversations with what I think to be my peeps, but I'm not sure if it's just me directing the back and forth thoughts, fooling myself, that I'm having a convo with a spirit.
So sweet. And, you know, I will say yes to those questions as well, right? Because sometimes, you know, hey, we have a process. I, you know, send a question from my heart and I get still and I receive it, sometimes in images, sometimes in direct downloads, sometimes hearing voices. Sometimes it'll play out for me later in the day. You know, the question gets answered in some very creative and spectacular way, sometimes in a very subtle way. So yes to all of those. And then some people, you know, yes, is it different for everyone? Yeah. I mean, on any given day, we have our own personal way of doing that. But for others, they'll have one go-to way and it works for them every time. And that's that. So
if anybody remembers when we did our little Billy Ghost episode about automatic writing and things like that, so I'm going to refer Beth back to that episode because Spirit has already answered this question. Because in Billy Ghost, I was instructed to write silently or aloud, it makes no difference. So it doesn't. It is. You can do either. Weirdly, I'm a big silent person. Like I have conversations in my head. I also like it because it feels private.
No one saw that coming.
Nobody saw that coming. However, when I am out loud about communication with them, is when it is a stranger, like stranger danger. Spirit. Actually, we should call it the stranger danger spirit. But I've had the few stranger dangers when they come in and I'm like, whoa, 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 you are not invited. I'll do that kind of stuff out loud. Like that's my out loud stuff, but in
or
a
I
discussion.
Don't know you. Yeah.
Or I don't know you, but that's always out. So that, funny enough, is my out loud part of it. But the silent is the majority and that's where my conversations happen. And I tend to, by the way,
with
when
spirits
I
you know with your guides, with
correct. Yeah. Correct. Or the ones that are invited to come in, right? So if I don't know, maybe like they're invited to come in. But I don't obviously practice this for my profession, so I don't get a lot of the real strangers. I get friends calling and saying, will you blah, 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 right? So sure, some of them I know, some of them I don't.
Do your elf thing for me.
So we're going to keep jamming through this question so we can try to make this one episode. So then she talks about this, you know, fooling herself kind of thing. And she goes, I get it when a random message comes. And she goes, I think I do. I love that. So confident, I think. It just comes and it's not in a voice, but rather a thought. And I'm just going to let everybody know that this is her question, but know in many folks, it can be audible. It can be like a thought like shit, or it can be like, you know, when we talk about clairsentience, you can feel it in your body. So all those things are possible.
There's a fabulous book out there. It was one of those books that literally fell off the shelf in front of me.
Called The Ghost Photographer?
I know. No, that was sent to me, special package.
You actually helped edit it. But anyway, go ahead.
But I don't even know if it's in print now, right? Because it was 100 years ago. But it's called Are You Psychic? Like, that's the name of the book. And at the time, I haven't seen this book in a while, but it had a triangle on it. It was a white cover with like an outline of a head. And what I loved about it is it talked about the different clairs and it broke it down in a way that said, you know, that you could recognize, oh, this is how I get my messages. Like sometimes they're there. Sometimes I just know. Sometimes, you know, I hear, sometimes I feel, and sometimes I smell, like, you know, so it broke all the clairs down. And so I highly recommend that book if it's still around. You guys will let me know.
Well, I will actually let you know, because I'm trying to be your producer right now that would answer questions, you know. So there are several. Do you remember who it was, by the way, that wrote it? Because there's a lot of, some people stole the idea and said, you are psychic, not are you psychic?
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just like, it could have been that.
Dorothy Chitty?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. Anyway, I'm going to see when
I'll make a note of it. I'll see if we can put it in the notes.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see if I can see the year that it was done. You said it's been quite a while ago. Was that what you said? Oh, this was January 1st, 2005.
No, much longer.
Okay, much longer than that. Okay, well, I can't find it on my handy dandy phone.
I'll look it up.
But that would be a really handy, I would actually like to read it just to understand
really
how they position things.
It was really sweet. And I was probably at Barnes and Nobles when I found it or something.
It hit you on the head.
Or spiritual bookstore or anything, very mainstream.
Very mainstream. We like that. We like when our people go to mainstream. So we finished the no. So we're going to move on to the C so we can get this stuff 20 pounds of taters in this 5-pound bag we got. And by the way, we're mostly the weight of the potatoes because we just keep going on and on about this. Okay. So Beth continues with, how do you see spirits? I remember when Julie, you were talking about finally putting your mama's ashes to rest and she was there. But how do you see her in an opaque body form or something? I have an answer, but I want you to do yours because I again had this experience literally two nights ago and I can explain it, I think.
So lots of ways you can see, right? First of all, you can see with your physical eyes. They literally can, manifest in front of you holographically, energetically, fuzzy orbs, some of the energy orbs we talked about, lots of ways they can show up. And so your physical eyes can discern them. Sometimes you will feel the weight of them present. You can feel the presence of them, even if you can't see them. So your body can heat up. Again, you can get truth bumps, on your skin, or the hair on the back of your neck stands up. You can feel their presence that way. And sometimes you can see them with your third eye. So energetically, when you see auric fields in your mind's eye. So you can see them in a lot of different ways. And sometimes it'll also be symbolic, winged animals are really good messengers. A lot of people have different birds. Oh yeah, sparrows are my grandfather, and mockingbirds are my, this and that. It happens all the time. So you'll get symbolic presence as well.
You see a, with your physical eyes,
yeah.
Right? A lot you see with your physical eyes. That's when you ran into my dad. In your house.
Yes. I'd never met your dad, but when I saw him standing in the room that you had stayed in, I knew exactly who it was.
So, and I'm curious, when you saw him, could you see how you see me? But I mean, I get not in the fleshy kind of form, but could you see his body and his face and things that?
Like you couldn't see through him. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. I never had asked you that before.
It was super.
Did he not look? I mean, he looks like, I mean, I look like him from my nose to my forehead, just for the record.
Oh, definitely. Well,
yeah.
And the thing is, I'm kind of an energetically sensitive person. So I get kind of jumpy. And when I saw him, I was like, oh yeah, she's not there. She left yesterday. He wasn't interested in chatting me up or anything. He was looking for you.
That's hilarious. So I see with my psychic eye.
Okay.
But I see with my psychic eye with my eyes open. It's a really interesting thing because there's a layer that is the physical world. So at this party that Cubby and I went to, our friend Leanne that we grew up with and her dad Bob with his birthday, Leanne's mom / Bob's wife jumped a few years back from cancer. Her name is Cindy. And I saw Cindy in the corner of the room. She was not participating. She was just watching. And
the breast cancer? No, that's not the question.
Oh, I don't remember. I should know. I don't remember. And if Leanne is listening, I'm sorry, Leanne, I don't remember. But I saw her and she was in an area that wasn't heavily populated and she was standing there watching. And I had said to her, telepathically, I go, am I the only one that can see you? And she's like, yeah, you are. No one else can see that I'm here. I, of course, told her son and her grandson and they were so excited.
Oh,
they had tears.
So
right. Oh, they were I didn't tell Leanne, because Leanne wasn't outside when we were leaving and whatever. But I told her brother Steve, and he was so moved. It was a really a great moment for him. And she and I didn't have an exchange. We have before that I've shared with Leanne, but that night I just saw her and different than when I saw Cindy Ray, Dr. Cindy Ray at Alan's house. I mean, that ghosty bitch was strutting through there and she looked hot and with clothes on. Funny enough, I'd never seen, even though Alan confirmed, he's like, oh, I know that outfit. I mean, she was strutting and she came over and, you know, and she, I think I had said this before. The first thing she said was, "Oh my God, Rieger, you see me?" Like she was like, "Oh," because, you know, everybody I grew up with called me Rieger. And then she was following me around and telling me stuff to tell different people. Like I, she kind of wore my ass out, but I love Cindy. So I would do it, you know.
But she would do that in person too, right? She has that
hands down
energy. Yeah.
Hands down, do it in person.
Yeah.
So it was different because she was in the crowd, like moving around and kind of scoping stuff out, came over to hang out. Cindy was like quietly in the corner, just watching. She was, and it really, not a lot of expression that I saw, but it was, again, I see one layer with my physical eye, but I could, my psychic eye, I see the other layer. So that's, anyway, that's my explanation of how I see it with what Beth was asking for. I don't have your abilities. I don't have actually 90% of your
we
abilities.
We all have our own abilities. You know, they do not diminish them. And
no, well, you're a witch and I'm an elf. And so there you have it. I make cookies and you see ghosts like they're human.
But my point is to Miss Beth and to everyone else, we all have our own gifts. And the important thing is to trust them because that's the best way to build the strength of the gift that you were given. So whether you hear, whether you feel, whether you see, it's all a gift. It's
and it's okay if you actually do question that, because sometimes I am pretty, I believe that I have created a situation and I still, and I think I have at times, you know, I think that's a very reasonable thing. So that's okay too, just as long as, you know, you can recognize it, you know? So when it's my thing, and usually it's with my mom, that it, and because I miss her. And I think I kind of create some scenarios for myself to be more comforted. But I know she also comes into comfort, but I know there's a few times that I've done that. And that's okay. That's just grief.
Yeah. And it's fine. Let it play out.
Yeah.
Let it be
yeah.
healing.
Exactly.
So Beth, thank you again. Thank you for your patience in us getting to your question, your multi-layered, multi-dimensional questions. So thoughtful. Such high awareness. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
And Beth, will you please let me know if your moon is in Gemini? Because I really think it is. And I just need confirmation.
And if you don't know, just send us your birth date and time and location. We'll find out and let you know.
Oh, there you go. Look at that.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank and remember, our school is hard.
Without fabulous listeners.
That's it.
On the other side. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Alejandra Arevalo, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.